To recap, what we've talked about last week was how to represent hierarchical information. And what we have here is, you know, the traditional way of doing it, but it runs into problems when we have lots of nodes that need to be represented at many levels. So one solution that has been proposed is the cone tree, which takes advantage of 3D to increase the information density. We've also looked at the tree map, which uses a space-filling layout to display the atom nodes and also provide a sense of the structure, but that's not the primary goal. You want to sort of see what the individual files are that are in specific folders, and you want to represent by the area how big those files are, either in size or importance, and so on. We've looked at example from the stock market as a way to see what's happening in the marketplace and how stocks have been trading, and that the tree map is actually a good solution for that because it gives you the big picture and you can see what's going on in specific industry and how the industries might be related.